Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. To the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holler. And getting chicks to hatch cold. There ain't nobody here but us chickens, huh? Nobody at all. So quiet yourself, stop on that bus. There ain't nobody here but us. They kinda point that gun the other way. How about you? It's alright.
Yeah. You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, RFM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, once again, welcome to The Backstory. We're here on a wintry evening, and Dave, it's a little warm in here, and it's nice.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Well, thanks for the heater, Mayor.
No problem. Get the big heater to work, then we'd be fine. You know, I'd like to start out tonight. There's some election results that have come through, and it seems that Terry Withrow is hung on, and he's going to win by 129 votes, or he did win by 129 votes, and he beats Madrigal for the Board of Supervisors. Let's go through some of the quotes here because I find them interesting. First of all, this is sort of not historic, I would imagine, but it's a loss for the political machine headed by Mike Sigouris and George Petrolakis and some other people of power and means. Madrigal was supported in an effort to take out Withrow. That was common knowledge a year ago, and so they came close, but no cigar this time for George. They also, of course, used the same old strategy. They put a few women up for election in those races. They had former city councilwoman Janice Keating running in that race, and she got 20% of the vote, not much. But she was never supposed to win. You know, it's interesting to look at some of the quotes. For example, some of these quotes are not exactly congratulate the winner. This is a quote. It says, with a result this close, it's obvious that a large number of voters in our community are looking for change. The incumbent didn't even reach 50% support from the voters. The supervisor for District 3 is going to need to do more than to listen to the community in order to better serve our needs. It doesn't sound like congratulations to me, and we're going to work together to make Stanislaus County a better place. Anyhow, 129 votes is not.
You know, that's happened all across the country. You notice that? There's United States Senate seats that are being won by that amount. This was an election, you know, it just was an election that came down to the edge. But there's more than just a handful of seats being won by 100 votes. That's why it matters.
Well, it's coming to that. Well, anyhow, Madrigal lost the election, and he lost a bundle of money. He only gets paid $22,000 a year as a member of the Modesto City Council. And he was just reelected to a second four-year term on the City Council a year ago. Maybe that's why the voters weren't too enthusiastic.
So is he stepping into the five-year plan or no?
Oh, sure he is. They're
okay.
they're going to do the five-year plan, and that's wrong. But they did it. They gave themselves an extra year of service. That's and don't forget, there's pay for that. You know, oh yeah, I want to stay another year so I can make $22,000. Well, Madrigal, of course, wanted that supervisor's job because that pays maybe 3-4 times more than the Modesto City Council pay, and the supervisors get medical benefits. So that was the cry. Well, there's also a quote, though, from Withrow. He said, "My opponent, Madrigal, who is a Democrat, turned this into a partisan race," said Withrow, who is a Republican. "It's supposed to be a nonpartisan race. Supervisor Withrow knows better than that. He must know that that's all a myth. There's no such thing as a nonpartisan race."
No, just look at the shine. I mean, that's the shrine in DeMartini's office.
Yeah.
That's a shrine.
Well, anyhow, but Withrow said he worked hard, and then he said he was outnumbered, get this, by Democrats campaigning for Madrigal and Josh Harder. The Democratic challenger, who unseated Republican Jeff Denham. Well, that's true. I'm not so sure that, once again, there's the tie. Madrigal, Brandvall. Oh, there's a great picture of Brandvall with his arm around Madrigal with his endorsement. We got to put that out.
Okay, I'll look for that.
And what that means, folks, is when you have your arm around you, they're saying, "We control you." That's the body language.
You know, on that denim race, I was told that he saw that coming. He knew before Election Day. He thought it was going to be worse, the loss. He knew, he saw it coming.
Well, I'm sure he did. Hey, our phone number is 846-1814. 846-1814. Please join us if you select. And when you call in, if you just press 1, we'd be glad to take your call. Well, so let's get it straight, Supervisor Withrow. There are 5 Republicans on the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors. I'm pretty sure that there isn't a Democrat there. Because Damrell lost, he would have been a Democrat.
Yeah.
So, hey, but there's a great subject, too. The notion that Berryhill, of course, is in ill health, and everybody's picking a time where, if he's not fit to serve, where they'll get his job.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, they're picking over the bones already. I said, gee.
Hyenas.
Well, and former city councilwoman Janice Keating, who's, I think, had a rather marked career in politics, but she's made some money at it. Janice is saying that, oh, that if Berryhill should resign or quit or whatever, that she should get the job. And you know why?
Why?
Well, because she's a Republican. Well, Janice, you came in third, 20%. And don't forget, we've got a Democratic governor now. The governor of California is a Democrat. He's not going to pick you, Janice. So get another job. Because those jobs might become hard to get with your mentors not getting the candidates they want.
Our mayor, are Democrats in this area, are they blue collar? Are they blue dogs?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Withrow also says, I'm thankful in the end for the people who voted for the person and not the party. That's the only way I won. If it's a partisan race, there are more Democrats in my district than Republicans. You won by 129 votes. You won despite the fact that they were gunning for you, that they ran a tremendous campaign for Madrigal. And thankfully, Madrigal didn't cost the election for Harder, because Madrigal sort of hung around. You know, he was there making pictures, making speeches, and he was sort of counting on Harder to carry him over the goal line. And, well, that didn't happen. So, let's see. All five members of the Board of Supervisors are Republicans. Anyhow, who do you think is going to get the, if Berryhill should resign? And, you know, what do I know? I'm not a doctor. I don't.
I know Keating would go for it, I believe.
Well, she's got nothing to go for. Janice, you have nothing to go for. You're a Republican. You're a loser. You got 20% of the vote. You came in third. That's worse than Kenny Friedman did in my election. Kenny Friedman got 23% of the vote in that election. So it's over. There hasn't been a gracious concession, I don't think.
There always
nor
should
will
be.
There be.
You have a peaceful transfer of power in this country.
Well, we're learning that. Aren't we learning that from George Bush, president?
I miss the guy.
Yeah.
He's a decent man.
Well, anyhow, if you want a recount, you can call for one. But the voter turnout in this election was really big. I think it was maybe 20 points more than the 2014 midterm election.
That's good, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's good if it's bad for some people who want a low voter turnout so that they can control the outcome.
So there are more Democrats here. You get out to vote, and that's what happens. It's either that or the candidates Republicans put forward didn't cut the mustard.
Well, enough with Withrow, and let's go to, I think, the big story in this county and city, primarily the city, and that's the dismissal of Monica Houston as the city auditor, who was forced to resign by a council that is really, it's a circus. The Modesto City Council is a circus. And I went Tuesday, and did we get that recorded?
We did.
Okay. Why don't we?
Sure.
It's only 3 minutes, and then I've got some other stories to tell you about that.
Great. Again, the front's a bit gravelly because I just put a new sound system in, so the microphone makes a little growl. It'll clear itself up.
Thank you. The previous speaker brought you very good news. Thank you for what you've done there. It's on the right track, and I wish you could have given her another 3 minutes or whatever she needed to give you that kind of a message. This city has become a circus of incompetence, with millions of dollars of overspending and waste. Some members of the city council have actually abdicated their authority to the city attorney and the city manager, allowing for millions of dollars to be overspent. Honest and collective, effective government demands that elected leaders be honest with its citizens. However, it is evident that there are 4 members of this council who are not interested in the truth. By the recent forced resignation of the city auditor, who was brought to the city to help identify waste and fraud, that wasn't to be tolerated. The 4 members of the city council, Ridenour, Zaslaki, Kinoyer, and Grewal, who voted to accept the resignation of Monica Houston, have absolutely no regard for the honest, hardworking citizens of Modesto who we have elected and trusted you to make sound fiscal decisions on their behalf. Because of your failures, I am asking that you provide all of the information through the Public Records Act that we deserve and we should have. I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not sorry to tell you, I'm amazed at what you do not know about what's going on with Mr. Lindgren and Mr. Lopez. In all my years of city involvement, city managers and city attorneys have always been at each other. There's always been this friction. But with these two gentlemen, they're like that. How much is getting by you? Forget the $16 million, because what we're talking about is $20 million in legal fees, and that's a low figure. And Mr. Lindgren, your law firm received $11 million. And you contracted another $9 million with other law firms. You have a conflict here where you're working for the city and sending money to your law firm. I only have 3 minutes. The backstory will be producing all of the evidence we have. And we'll see where this goes. Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go.
Well, okay, right after that little talk we had, I crossed my fingers. What I meant was that Lindgren and Lopez, city manager Lopez, city attorney Lindgren, are partners. They're together. They're, cross your fingers, they're like that. Lindgren files the claims and Lopez signs the checks.
And in his contract, it's up to the city manager to ensure that the bills make sense and have done with due diligence.
Well, under scope, okay, of this contract, it says that the charter officer and department head in the administrative and managerial affairs of the city, one of their things is deciding which attorneys to retain or assign and provide any and all legal services of the city, whether employed by the city in Myers Nave or in another law firm or agency. What really happens is that Adam Lindgren gets $11 million of billings.
And if we prorate this thing, you only got 2 months so far. And on a prorated basis, it's $2 million plus $22.4 million. That's 2 months. It's going to go higher than that.
Yeah, it's projected at $31 million. It's a lot of money.
It is. And Jenny Kinnear is going to say that the city auditor is too expensive?
I tried to explain to Jenny at the meeting that they really were lying to her.
Yep.
And she's believing the lie. Well, here's what the city attorney is supposed to do. He's supposed to perform all the city's legal services unless he approves the assignment of such work to another attorney employed by the city or another law firm or agency. Let's see. Is that a conflict?
Yeah, well, you think you get to decide, maybe I shouldn't do this one. I'll hand it off to my partner, someone in the firm.
Well, so anyhow, the council has put the two partners at the same table because they're to work directly to endeavor to manage the total legal costs to the city. Now, this all sprung up with Highway 132. Highway 32, the state is going to pay some legal fees. But Caltrans state decided that they couldn't pay Adam Lindgren because he has a conflict. He does not bid on anything. And that's what Lindgren said. We don't bid. You know, we charge and you pay. Well, they even tried a little sideshow. They said, you know what? Let's call Mr. Lindgren an employee. Employees don't have to bid.
That's why they're in trouble with 132. The state said, we didn't know he wasn't an employee. The forms would fill out that way.
Yeah.
Now we're back to, was it someone on the council? Was it someone in staff? They're using a culture word again.
Well, you know, it would seem, I've heard a rumor that the state has caved and allowed Meyer's name to represent the city.
Well, they do represent the state. I mean, how many cities they do work in? They're very large. So they got a big horns to walk around with.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, it looks like it's a conflict of interest. And, well, in the agreement it says attorney represents an, oh, here's what he says. City attorney represents and warrants that they have made a diligent effort to determine whether there are any actual or potential conflicts of interest that would preclude or interfere with attorney's performance of this agreement, and that no such conflict of interest exists.
Talk about the fox in the hen house.
Excuse me. Yes, we ought to play that, just about 5 seconds of that. Just, no, not right now.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, this is, okay, so I made that little speech. I left the council chamber and I went out to the lobby. And Sebastian Jones followed me out there and he with a clipboard and a speech that he had written. Or he had written for him. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference. He said, you said everything that I'm going to say. I said, oh, okay. I'll come back and I'll listen to you. So I go back. I sit down. They call Sebastian's name up. He's got a gravelly voice, much more gravelly than mine right now. But he had more than 3 minutes on that paper. So I said, gee, I wonder what he's doing. He's not going to get through all of that in 3 minutes. So he starts reading, and the buzzer goes off at 3 minutes, and the city attorney is trying to tell him that his time is up. And Sebastian Jones says, I have another 3 minutes. I have 6 minutes. No kidding. Yeah. So
they gave it to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because he sent a letter to the mayor for from a doctor. And a doctor said that he was disabled because his voice, and that he couldn't talk as fast as...
Okay.
So he gets 6 minutes now.
Good.
He said, well, good. He's the only guy in Modesto to get 6 minutes. The rest of us who speak normally, or hopefully, we only get 3 minutes. But it worked. That's okay. The city council, I know, doesn't like that. They don't like to sit and listen to anybody for more than 3 minutes.
They did. They have disdain for public comment. You can just say it, let them go, ha-ha.
When I got there, they would have public comment at the end of the meeting. And so that was simply intended that people would get tired of waiting. Well, they had a dog and pony show at the beginning of the meeting. That sometimes could last 45 minutes.
They didn't used to do that. I don't remember that. But now the Board of Supervisors goes over the top. They walk from behind the dais and get their pictures taken. I mean, supervisors go for an hour.
Well, the city does a good job, too, quite frankly. So anyhow, I got a kick out of... But Sebastian's letter, and we're going to, I guess we can get that on the website tomorrow.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Yeah, and it's good. And I think my little speech Tuesday night is already out there. Is it on the website?
No, it hasn't been dictated yet.
Okay. All right, well, we'll get that transcribed and put out, see what happens. Folks, $20 million in legal fees. Where does it stop? It's going to go to $31 million.
And their bills are confusing. Going through there, the way that happens is there's this one line item amongst 100 per month, one little line item that says perform city attorney duties. And that's, you know, they'll have $4,000 cost for the gas. It'll be about $78,000, $65,000, $80,000 to be a city attorney. And then all the rest of the stuff, you know, communicating with Caltrans, doing public records requests, and it goes on and on and on and on. Stuff that you would think would be included within city manager. But just for the example, you know, 2015, that they spent $1.3 million past what the line item for city attorney was. 2016, they spent $1.9 million past what that line item for being a city attorney was. That's heck to go through.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know how Ridenour and Knoyer, and again, Knoyer has no real motive. Now, Ridenour, of course, protests any notion that he's going to run for mayor, but that's still out there. Zelacki wants to run for mayor, and Greenwald, he wants to run for state senate.
Zelacki might win. He's tried enough times. The name's out there.
Not if we bring up what he did. not
Village One.
Well, not only Village One, let's talk about what they've done now by firing this auditor. And you know, Monica Houston did the right thing. This environment was much too toxic for her to survive.
My father used to say, don't go where you're not liked.
Yeah, and so there she was with a settlement of $275,000. And some people say, oh, God, she just, you know, held him up. No, $275,000 was cheap. That came.
Nobody here at all. So quiet yourself.